From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Captain's Bride by Lisa Tonberggren. Now let's begin with New Horizons, June through September, 1880. Chapter 1. Elsa Anders knew she would remember everything of this moment, even as an old and bent woman. The scent of sea and wild clover, the vision of seven peaks about her, the feel of the cold North Sea's stiff wind that would leave her cheeks chapped and rosy come morning. This high up, it was cold enough to make her nose run. She reached for her handkerchief, but, as usual, her father was already ahead of her, offering his instead. She took it gratefully, feeling the impact of the realization that he might never hand her anything again. For she was going, far away and forever, it seemed. Papa himself was uncommonly quiet tonight, Elsa mused, undoubtedly dreading what she herself dreaded, parting. In 2 days she was to wed her beloved Pater. Her heart skipped at the thought of it, and her breath became even more labored. Pater. Oh, Pater. Her darling, who had finally come home to claim her as his own. Her heart swelled with pride at the thought of him. He had stood so proudly at the helm of the Herald as it entered port last week. Such a vision he was. All manly man, standing several inches taller than her own impressive height. His long brown hair had a slight rakish wave to it, and on top, the sun-bleached highlights common to sailors. In the years since she had last seen him, his face had matured. Lines at his eyes had deepened, and his skin was tanned to a golden bronze. How could such joy walk hand in hand with such sorrow? How could she walk by his side while leaving her entire family and the only home she had known for her 20 years of life? Elsa looked west and then east.